Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Buenos dias. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. And if it's the repeat program on Friday, as I always say, I wish you a good day because you're just starting. Good for your well-being. My guest today is Jerry Cumpiano. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Buenas tardes, Jorge. Saludos. Gracias por tenerme aquí.
Remember, it's in English, Jerry. So people, you know, because as we're getting preparing and talking and this and that, we're talking in Spanish, and then this happens half the time. The person, the guest, just starts talking in Spanish because that's what we've been saying. And, of course, you know, that's the way kind of we'd be. Should feel completely comfortable when both.
But Jorge, if Bad Bunny, people will learn Spanish to listen to Bad Bunny, they can learn a few words of Spanish to understand here. Yeah. So anyway.
No, that's why I say buenos dias.
Okay.
But as I say, I'd like to sort of start to make sure you have the telephone number in case you have any comments, any feedback, any constructive criticism. It's 939-333-1010. And most of you who have been listening have that number down. And, I always appreciate any feedback, any comments that you have, any suggestions. And then, as I've been saying, I've got my webpage up, and you can access the past programs, recent past programs. It's Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez, all, you know, no space there, .com. And there you can learn about the program, our vision, have my bio and all. And anybody who out there who wants to be a sponsor, very welcome. We had a little hiatus there on sponsorship, but coming now on November 1, Antilles Insurance, we want you insuredly safe. Te queremos seguro. And then Empresas Caparra, San Patricio Plaza, San Patricio Village, will be coming on as a sponsor. And so anybody out there who enjoys this program and hopefully understands it's as valuable as I try to make it, contact me, and you can do it through this webpage. There's a whole page there on sponsorship, or you can give me a call. Okay, so last week I had on the program Enid Reyes, who is the president of San Juan Rotary, the president of San Juan Rotary presently. And we were hoping to have her. I mentioned last week we got involved in so many things on her life with tremendously interesting that by the time we got to the Rotary topic, we ran out of time, and we talked about having her this week. But her professional business commitments have taken her to Culebra. And she found that out last night, and so she's not available today. And I talked to Jerry because Jerry is a past president of San Juan Rotary, a good friend that we've developed this friendship through Rotary, which we'll be discussing how important that is. And he is the incoming district governor on July 1. So he's now kind of, you know, the San Juan Rotary and helping his treasurer, San Juan Rotary, and involved with everything with the San Juan Rotary that he has so much commitment to. But he's now incoming president, we call her governor, district governor. And that calls for us to start to do all the planning, which is a hefty lift, and start organizing with all the different seminars and things you have to undertake in order to be a past governor, right? It's pretty hefty stuff.
Well, when you say past governor, I'm looking for the moment
incoming governor. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So I know you've gone to certain seminars and
Jorge, to give you an idea, I've been 4 or 5 days in Guatemala, 4 or 5 days in Jacksonville, Florida in April. 5 days in Jacksonville in September. I will be about a week in Orlando, Florida, and I will be about 5 days in Williamsburg, Virginia next year. So those are all training that the governor-elect are going to have to be before they become governors.
And those are at the Rotary International level, or are they at the area Rotary area level?
Let me explain a little bit how Rotary is organized. The Rotarian is not part directly of Rotary. He is part of a club. The clubs are part of a district. For example, the San Juan Rotary Club is part of the District 7000, which comprises 28 clubs in Puerto Rico. The 28 clubs, the district, become part of Zone 34, which is southeast of the United States, and then Zone 33. So we have Zone 33 and 34 going to Virginia, Georgia, et cetera, et cetera.
So that's a southeast.
Southeast USA. And the Caribbean islands going down to northern South America. So it is a very diverse group of people. When the zone gets together, they have Dutch, French, English, some languages that are English but are harder to understand. You have Southern people, which are sometimes hard to understand. So that's how the Rotary is organized in terms of.
And so it sounds like you probably put in about 25 hours so far, and you still have some to go. Just the training, and that's the training at the area and the international. Then you have to deal with all the organization at the local San Juan, San Juan island wide, with all the clubs, and get all your team together. You got.
Well, anybody who's lived in Puerto Rico knows that personalities play a big role in if there's any conflict or not conflict. So that's what we're working on now, how to get the best people who can work together and really enjoy what we're doing. Because, Jorge, let me tell you, if I'm not going to enjoy this, it's not going to work. So if I'm going to work hard, it's because I'm going to be enjoying it. And I can assure you that I try to make it for everybody to enjoy their
time. More or less, what is the number that you, to put together your team, let's call them direct reports or directly under you?
Let's say there are 28 clubs. So there are 28 boards or president of clubs. There could be seven assistant governors that deal with those different clubs. Plus you have
those are by areas.
By areas.
Islands. So let's say seven clubs in Area 1, which is San Juan Metropolitan.
Correct.
Et cetera. So those are seven kind of clubs. But the presidents of each individual local club, they don't report directly to you, but you interact with them.
But Jorge, if I don't talk to the president of the clubs, I'm not doing my job.
Right.
They might not report to me, but I report to them. Because I'm here not to do something, but I'm here to give them support.
Right.
Traditionally, we always look for the clubs to support the district. I think the idea now is what the district can do to make the clubs stronger, to make them more vibrant. And by making them vibrant, stronger and more fun, then we can grow Rotary, because it's not just work. It's enjoying ourselves. It's fellowship. It's clubs have their personalities.
Right.
We have a club here in the metropolitan area that, their meetings are so much fun. There's dancing. There's singing. There are other clubs that are serious meetings. They're presenters and people who talk about economics and talk about business. So each club has its own personality.
And in terms of that, I mean, we won't talk about the ones that are more social, and we're not criticizing. It's just Rotary's a wide spectrum of what people enjoy. But in that spectrum, from the purely social, having good, supper or lunch or breakfast with whatever the food, wine in the evening, whatever, and just having good conversations with people that you've gotten to know, and then our club. Let's describe the people so that they know at least what our club represents. We're started in 1918, so we're the oldest and the first one in English speaking. But what characteristics would you say separate us or distinguish us? Some people may love and some people may not love, but what would you say distinguishes the San Juan Rotary Club, other than we're the oldest and that we're English-speaking? What would you say?
Jorge, I think the definition of the San Juan Club is being written right now. San Juan had a huge club of executives of all the power brokers in all the corporations in San Juan and maybe Puerto Rico. If you had a general manager of a foreign national, he was a member of our club. If you had the Secretary of Health, if you had the President of University of Puerto Rico, they were all members of the group. That has changed. That, some people blame 936, some people blame whatever it is. But that structure, corporate structure, no longer exists. So our membership.
Well, one of the things, of course, now most of the general managers, not
are local.
Are local. In the old days, and when I started my law practice in the 60s and 70s, and we represented a huge number of these 936 companies, the general managers were stateside persons, and we dealt with them, of course, in English and all. Now, little by little, there was the transition, and now most managers are local. So that's one of the big changes, which is just evolution. I mean, good evolution when you really think about it. But
Jorge, we maintain our English language programs. We speak at most of our meetings in English. In fact, English is our official language for the club. As opposed to other clubs, some clubs may be bilingual. The club of Vieques, I think, also speaks English, but they also speak Spanish. So we are the large English-speaking club and the one that has most contacts with the U.S., which is quite important when there is an issue that we serve as conduit to the U.S. clubs. But that's at a later point we'll discuss that.
One of the things that distinguishes is our club is, and I think from the very beginning, it's always been for lunch, and we've been changing it recently. We're in evolution, as Jerry just said. But one thing that distinguishes our club is when we have these luncheon meetings. That's on Tuesday, now Zoom once a month, and presenting in person once a month. We always have a speaker, somebody coming normally from the outside. Sometimes it's from our club, but 90% are from the outside that we think bring interesting information to our club members, and that's something that has distinguished us. It's a business luncheon with a speaker. I don't know how many other clubs you have a better sense. How many other clubs have consistent speakers?
Well, I know the Rio Piedras Club, Santurce has occasional ones.
Occasional, sure.
In the island, there are also ones, but I think Rio Piedras and San Juan are the two main. Because of our size and our connections, we have access to better speakers. You know, if you're a speaker and your time is valuable, you're not going to go and talk to three people at Friday night in Tuarta. Mm-hmm. Though Tuarta is a fantastic club and it's growing, it's become, but you know, it's harder for them to get the speakers that we can get.
Right.
And it's harder for us to get the speakers now that we had 10 years ago. When we had 7,500 people going to a meeting, where people fought to talk to us and address and give us their ideas. But things are changing.
Yeah. Well, I take a little bit issue with that because I do a lot of recruiting of speakers over the last years, and I have yet to have someone ask me how many people are going, and first of all, ask me that question, and secondly, in terms of if they were to ask, I think most of the people like to convey to 20 people, 15, 18, 30. They like to convey their knowledge and they like to have a interaction with people and all. So there's some people that we probably maybe like, you know, the mayor of San Juan or the governor of Puerto Rico, or you know, people at that level that maybe we could have invited and all in the past, although we kind of keep out of politics. I think before you could get more into politics than you can these days. But anyway, I think just kind of summarizing San Juan Rotary and how we distinguish, the oldest English speaking.
Can I give it the spiel of what San Juan is?
Let me add one other thing, and then you can. One other thing I think that distinguishes us is throughout all this, how many years are from 1918, we're way over 100. But I think the other thing is we've always had service projects, serious service projects, and what we call global grants. And that has been a mainstay of our club. So go ahead.
Wanted to define our club is the oldest continuously operating club in the world, south of the Tropic of Cancer. So Cuba had a club before it, but they ceased operating.
It folded with Castro, yeah.
So we are the oldest club south of the Tropic of
Cancer. But basically, we want to go through Africa and all that, but we certainly, it's not Latin America and all, yeah, because the Rotary movement started about 1905, and it went international about 3 years later, 4 years, 5 years later, and we came pretty early in on the development of Rotary. We're talking about your role of, and we got into distinguishing the clubs and distinguishing our club, and of course from the very beginning of this program, people are probably out there saying, George, why do you have Jerry, and why are you talking about Rotary, and this program is supposed to be about well-being? Well, let you listeners out there know up front, everywhere you go on longevity and well-being, et cetera, there are two of five or six, and some include spirituality, but two that are critical in the five. And the first one that we've always talked about in this program is the importance of interpersonal relationships. Strong interpersonal relationships at all levels is the most critical aspect of well-being. Through many, many studies, especially the Harvard study going back to 1930s, and we've had talked about that in the program. And the second thing that's always important in well-being is having a purposeful life, a life where you feel you're accomplishing and your values are being met with what you're doing. In Rotary, fellowship and service, the importance of service and accomplishment are too critical. Now, Hector is waving that the first segment is over. So we'll come back, and I'm going to ask Jerry, before we go much further, he puts on my happy face there in front. Before we go any further, I want Jerry to describe a little bit about his history, his story, and how he got and how he led to where he has done professionally and in Rotary. So we'll be right back after the segment. My guest is Jerry Cumpiano. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.